So thank you, Father, in the name of Yeshua, for everything. You are our reconciliation through the Messiah, or the Messiah is our reconciliation. For your peace, for everything, we pray that you would bless our small meditation now. In the name of Yeshua. Amen. I don't teach or represent the humanistic way, which is called power of positive thinking. I'm not into that. But you know, devil can counterfeit, or even humans can counterfeit something which is true. And if we would see everything from God's viewpoint, we would see things way more bright, meaning this, that God is working in all kinds of situations in a wonderful way, doing what the scripture says, he's working salvation on the earth, or in the earth. I forgot which way it says. God is working salvation in the earth. It's not positive thinking that human nature, which is loaded with sinfulness, that it will be reformed and become better. If we had another 10,000 years, all the people would become angels. No, not that way. But there is really something about this, that God is glorifying himself on the earth. And all things are working good together for good to them that love God. You know, we're in Romans 8:28 now. That is absolutely true. And God is working behind the scenes to bring salvation to multitudes of people that have been led a wrong way to New Age and this age and whatever we're talking about. Yes, that's true. So the people that were sounding the alarm in America, as people know that Steve Spielberg is going to come up with a new movie, it's going to be out June or July, very, very soon. And it's going to be about these UFOs. Yeah, what else? Or these kind of things, and supposedly these creatures that come, as they say, from planets. I don't take it that way. They're real, but I don't take it that they are coming from far away planets at all. There's a deception. But what these people that were warning, people that believe in the Bible, they were saying that there'll be like a cross current. And this is what I'm concerned. And actually, this is already happening. Many who we thought were believers in the Bible, but they were not really lovers of the truth. Like it says in Thessalonians chapter 2, that 2 Thessalonians, that because they did not receive the love of the truth, God sent them a wrong delusion. They believe a lie. They will believe a lie. That they would believe a lie. So many people that we thought are really believers moving away to these new age type of things, reconstructions and deconstructions and what have you, and this next one which is coming with the UFO type of thing. Of course they have a new name for it now. It's not called UFOs anymore. Flying saucers. They have a new name for it. I can't keep up even with those names. But anyway. And many who are in this new age type of thinking patterns, they don't know what is in the Bible. Many of these people, I really believe this, are going to come and say, hey, where are the people that read the Bible? Maybe they can tell us what this is. This is already happening. While the other forms of the New World ideas were happening, one of the men that I really appreciated who used to work in U.S. government, very good man, he said a few years ago, he said, it's already happening. Many people who used to believe or say they believe that they are believers and saved and what have you, they slipped away and go with these new ideas, new old deceptions. But many who are in this, who have been in this search all the time, searching what is the next idea, what is this, what's the world coming to, they're saying, where's the Bible? That's one thing we haven't checked out. Hey, that might be the answer. And many of those people that were what we would know as the world of dark, where they have no light, are coming to the light. This is amazing. This is really simply amazing. The things go like a cross current. People go from right to left and left to right. God is working something beautiful. And I'm looking at it this way, as we think about the book of Revelation. We'll read some verses in a little bit. God is very secure right now. He's sitting on his throne. And what the people on the earth are planning in Psalm 2, it says, first God will laugh. I believe we're still in that phase that he's laughing. But then he says he will speak to them very seriously in his hot displeasure. Displeasure already is serious if it's from God especially. Hot displeasure is like, I am really angry. Yes. Not at us, but that spirit of the lie. So devil is like saying, God is in heaven. I'm not saying he said this sentence. I'm not adding to the Bible, but I'm saying this is the idea. Devil is saying God is in heaven, and it says in the Bible that he will mock them, his God and his tabernacle, and they that dwell in heaven. That's in Revelation. God is mocking heaven. So he can't get to heaven. But he says, I'm taking the earth. I'm putting my ideas. I'm putting AI, I'm putting the, what is the new computer system, the quantum computer system, which is connected to AI, this is unbelievable. I'm taking the transhumanity idea and put things and convince people to put the brain chips in their brains. They don't have to think anymore and they don't have to go to school. They know everything because they're connected to AI. This is one of the ways how devil is trying to take the earth. Then, how about governments? The governments are moving in the direction that whoever is the president or the prime minister, it doesn't matter, because it is the technocrats, technology experts, who've been giving the control. I could add more and more and more things and ideas and what's happening with climate change and all these things. It's an endless thing. I don't want to get too far into this rabbit hole, but this is the point. Devil wants the earth, and God has a claim. I created the earth, and I redeemed the earth. I created the people and everything in on the earth, and the people. Yeah, Psalm 24. And this has very much to do with what the book of Revelation is about. God says, I'm taking back what I redeemed. So don't worry. You have nothing to fear and to worry if you belong to Him. And make sure that you belong to Him. But people that don't belong to the Lord, run to the Ark of Salvation. There's no other arcs to run to, no other boats that can save us. Okay, Psalm 24. I'm personally very elated or expectant when I see these things to happen. My father told me, my earthly father told me in 1980s, 45 years ago, that a time will come when they will announce the UFOs, or the, there's a new term for that, the UFOs, and they will, that will happen before the Lord comes back. Yes, yes, yes. We had a discussion about it 45 years ago, and it's about next week, or maybe this week. U.S. government is going to release a lot of information. We don't know exactly how much are they going to release, but if they release the whole thing, the earth is going to be shocked. Imagine the people that do not, oh my goodness, imagine the people that do not know this book. This book. They don't know what to think when somebody will come on television and say, look, this is, look at this, they show this flying saucers, and then they will show somebody come like a creature and say that we are the creators of the earth. What was in your Bible is old fashioned. You need to bend the Bible to the new realities. And we need to maybe start baptizing the aliens, like one of the people said a couple of years ago. This is the truth. And I personally believe that these five things that were emphasized 500 years ago by the reformers. The reformers were good people on one hand. On the other hand, they made some terrible mistakes, which are forgivable, as far as I know. But out of this thing came five things. And we have to cling to these five things. And I will just add that the power of the Holy Spirit needs to be in these five things. And then we're okay. By scripture alone, by the Messiah alone, who He is, His work of the cross and His resurrection, by faith alone. What is written, the work of the Messiah, by faith alone, by faith alone, not even by feelings, not by what we see. By faith alone, and then by grace alone. Grace alone. I cannot without God's grace. I never could save myself. I cannot improve myself. It's a work of grace and the power of that grace. And then the glory of God alone. Everything is to His glory. Yes. So when these deceptions come, they come like in a few weeks. They're already announcing that they will announce that the earth is going to get knowledge that never was with us, and they're going to produce the proof. Archaeology can be also misused. They can dig up things from archaeology, and they can say that this is where we found such and such, and they can bring some bones, and these are the bones of the Messiah. He never was risen. Anything can be twisted. When we have AI, artificial intelligence, anything can be twisted. I can't trust anything even in the internet. There's still some trustworthy things there, but anything can be manipulated except the books that we have in our hands. They can, thank God, change those things. Okay, so we're going to be challenged. And the purpose behind these challenges is that just like in the book of Job, in chapter 1, the enemy came to challenge God. God knew what Lucifer, Halel, or what was it? Hasatan. His name was Hasatan there. What Satan was after. Where you come from? Oh, going to and forth on the earth. He was already prying for the earth. He is trying to steal the earth. He's trying to deceive the people of the earth. He can't get back to heaven. He wants the earth. God knew. Ah, you paid attention to Job, didn't you? Yeah. He's the best, greatest man, most righteous man. You paid attention. Yeah, I'm saying this paraphrasing. And then the devil says, yeah, because you give him everything. You give him a lot of candies and chocolate. No, not that way. You give him everything. You protect him. You could give him everything, everything. He's the most successful businessman on the block. And he was. And a wise man and a blessed man and a good believer. But he says, he's not for you. He's not for your glory. He's not for you. Okay, God allowed the test. God even ordered the test. And allowed him to test, but do not touch his life. And so that challenge came there concerning Job. Is there one man on the earth who really cares about God? Oh, God loves people. God loves the earth. God loves everything He created. My wife and I, we were watching a little. After we watch all these biblical things and everything, we watched the West, in American West, where the horses were, 70 horses were running wild, and they were escorting them from one place to another. Just horses running and enjoying and running, and nature and trees and mountains and grass. God made everything beautiful. Israeli nature is not any less. This is unbelievable. The Dead Sea, the valleys, Golan Heights, and mountains, and the Rocky Mountains near the Red Sea. Well, they're not called Rocky Mountains, but they're awesome, majestic. God loved to give us a beautiful place, that we would know Him. Romans chapter 1, how He glorified Himself in creation. Yes, 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 yes. But now, the evil one has come in our lifetime, in the last 10 years and even less, and he has taken an official position claiming the earth through climate change. These are the ways we're going to govern the earth. This is how we decide, the leaders of the world, what people must eat and drink and have nothing, and they'll be happy because they follow our rules, because we're the new boss. And who do they listen? Not to the God of the Bible, I guarantee. This has happened in the last 10 years. It's even beyond that. But especially in the last 10 years and even less. Everything has changed before us, before we even sleep. And next month, or this month, or maybe even next week, I don't know what day, the world is going to make a big announcement. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. They're going to make a big announcement. You need to change this, what you believe. You need to make a new Bible. This is not the right one. Because the one who is called the God of this earth is coming to claim this place. We are here to testify. This will not ever be changed. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words shall not pass away. The Messiah said. Moses said, He is the rock, and all His works are done in righteousness. It's good to read the book of Devarim, Deuteronomy. It's good to read the Psalms together with everything else. But a few verses. Let me just go to a few verses that we can get some background here. The old psalm that we often have called is Psalm 2. Now I say Psalm 2, and then I say Psalm 24. Psalm 2. Why do the heathen rage? Rage. Did you notice that word? Even the movies know more than some of the theologians what's going on. The next thing is zombie rage. What they're showing, that people are going to start raging, literally raging, because they don't know what's happening, what is happening even to their physical body and to the world. And they don't know what to believe. Aren't you glad you're standing on a rock? And the people imagine a vain thing. Yeah, it's a vain thing to think that we can throw God off from the throne, but it's a vain thing to think that this earth can be taken away from the earth. This movie is playing now. It's not going to start tomorrow. It's already playing. The kings of the earth set themselves. They have done that. The rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, happening now. Let us break their bands asunder, cast away their cords from us. Happening now. They want to change society. They just want to change everything. Everything, even what rights parents have to their children. Everything. Everything from the way we eat to the way that medicine works. Anything works. And God does say in verse 6, I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. There's God's divine eye. I have my king. Can that be changed? No. That cannot be changed. I'm so glad. My holy hill, Where is that? It's called Tzion. It's right there. I'm pointing that direction right now. It's right there. His holy hill of Zion. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 24. It goes like this. God made this earth so beautiful, without sin, without trouble. This came because of the fall, but God designed this beautiful place for the bride and the bridegroom. This earth will have its own face, and then, like us, we are in natural bodies, and then by faith in Him, we are then moving into new creation. We're going to get new body. The earth will go through the same, but this earth cannot go to the enemy, I mean the devil. He cannot get this earth. And if you belong to Him, devil cannot get your soul. Stay firmly in Him. Devil cannot get your soul. Devil cannot get your body. Abide firmly in this truth. Abide firmly in this vine. And nothing can shake us. But when we see this facing us, we see the battle. Unless we know that this is, unless you know where we are in this battle, you cannot put it together. I'm saying it to myself also. Like if you're watching a running competition, you do not know this is the last lap or car race maybe. Our friend here likes car races. If you don't know it's the last lap, you can't understand why all this fuss and all this speed and everybody pushing like it's the last minute to live. Why all this craziness? Because this is really the conflict between the kingdoms. So stay at rest, my good friend, whoever are watching this, maybe through internet. Your soul is in the hand of a good shepherd. He said, I will never leave you or forsake you. You know Hebrews 13:5. He said, no one will steal you from my hand. And He said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them. They do hear my voice. So they are my sheep, and no one will take them away from my hand. We just got to make sure we're His sheep. That's what I'm talking about. But if we're His sheep, He will not let devil take us over. And at this point, the Lord has to make a statement. This is very simple. The Lord has to make a statement, and a few statements. He will make this statement again. The earth is the Lord's. Israel, we in our blindness, and I'm so sad that I don't know how to even talk about it. The sadness is buried deep in my heart concerning the event to be done in the Dead Sea area in the month of June. This is not good. I will not talk about it, but God will have to make a statement. When they will declare these strange creatures made the earth and it's not God and of the Bible, God will make a statement. And His statement is both in the Bible, and also He said, I will shake the earth, and I will shake everything, not the heavens only, the earth only, but also the heavens, at the end of Hebrews chapter 12. I will shake everything. Why is there such an intense feeling about everything? You know, because we have come to this point of the conflict between God of heaven and the fallen angel that has deceived the earth. We are at this point. When I feel the conflict, sometimes what I do is I sink my soul into the grace of God. I go back. I read Romans 8. I read Romans 1. I read Romans 3. Justified by grace. I read Romans 8. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Not even any creature. Nothing in the height of heavens or in the deep. Nothing created. No creature. I don't care what kind of creatures they're going to show on television. It's going to shock a lot of people. It is going to shock a lot of people what's going to be shown on TV. But they're creatures. No creature will separate us from the love of God, which is in Yeshua the Messiah. What I do is, I take my Bible, I go under the tree where is many birds singing. I like birds singing. I go under the tree, I take my Bible, and I read these promises again. I read these facts again. I read out of Deuteronomy, He is the rock, and His work is perfect, and His work is perfect. And Psalm 24, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. So if He takes care of the earth, and He won't let the devil have the earth, how much more your eternal soul and spirit? How much more will He not claim you? He has claimed you and me as His own. He's the Creator, He's God, and He's the Father. I like the book of John. In my personal devotions, I really relate to Him as the Father. The Father that feels, the Father that we can talk to, bring in the deepest emotions and deepest feelings and deepest needs. But when He comes to face the enemy, He does it again through His king, Lion of Judah. We see the lion face. We have seen the lamb face. We haven't enjoyed the lamb face enough. We haven't eaten enough the Lamb of God in our hearts. But we have eaten it. We have eaten it enough to know it's real. We have. But now we're going to see the lion face. What is this one? He says, the earth is the Lord's. The Lion of Judah will rise. And there's a battle. This battle, when we will see a new face of Him. Yes, yes, yes. That's good. And then the next thing after He says, He has founded it upon the seas, established it upon the floods. And suddenly He says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in His holy place? What's the connection? He's talking about the earth, everything is His. He founded it in a very interesting way. He founded it upon the seas. Okay, that's a big topic. But why He suddenly jumps into the hill of the Lord? Because the hill of the Lord is in, where's Mount Zion? The hill of the Lord is in Jerusalem. That's the mount of the temple. That's the place from where He will govern the earth for the next 1,000 years. So are these things very far from us? Do we have another couple of 1,000 years to wait? This is the answer. You remember when King David was very old, First Kings chapter 1. King David was very, very old. He couldn't even get out of bed. He was very old. And he said, my son Solomon is still very young. I can't turn the kingdom over to him yet. I don't know if he can do it. But the situation was ready. The grace of God was there to give him the wisdom. But while he was waiting, another one came and seized the kingdom. His name was Adonijah. You know the chapter, 1 Kings 1. Of course, God sorted out the situation because there was a prophet that listened to God. But we are in the same situation. Many people feel like the final victory of the Messiah's coming is far away. I'm telling you, in the light of the scriptures, what I believe and know, and I'm not saying I'm right, I say the scripture is right. But according to what I know, and I don't know much, but I believe this much we can see. If it is far away, in any sense of far away, the devil will take the earth to the point that it cannot be. The situation is too late. But I tell you what, God is not too late. When it looks that the enemy takes every institution and everything, the Lord is coming back. And I'll close with one interesting thing. And I want to go to the, in days to come, to the book of Revelation. And while we affirm this, while we're affirming this, remember, when everything around you is shaking, you are in a sense, such a safe place with the Lord. You are hidden in Him. And as you keep fleeing from the evil one cannot touch you if you abide in Yeshua. Cannot. But just when it looks like even Jerusalem will be called Sodom and Egypt, that we are there now. We're there now. Two men will show up. And I will finish after this. Two men will show up. In the movies, they have a very long beard and they look very old. I can't guarantee any of that. I can't guarantee any of that. But when the enemy tries to take the earth, these two men come. And Revelation 11, verse 3. I will give power to my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy the 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. Every part of the sentence of this verse is loaded, but verse 4 is where I want to focus. These are the two olive trees. And the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. The God of the earth. He's called the God of heaven. He's called the God of the earth. The Messiah said, I thank thee, O Father, God of heaven and earth. But here he's called the God of the earth. because the focal point of this battle is now on the earth, and God is making the claim, I am the God of the earth. And let us say this in closing. God has said to us, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Those that are his sheep, stay assured. But now it's time to pray for the people that are deceived, do not love the truth. And we pray for those that don't know the truth, and they are for the first time asking, what do we believe? Is there somebody who knows the Bible that can tell what's going on? And we can point out to them, who is the God of heaven and earth? Who is the God of Israel? And who is the God of salvation? The God of Israel is also called God of all the earth. Everything is his. Israel's headquarters is Jerusalem. God's headquarters is Israel and Jerusalem. But the real headquarters is the spirit that is in man, where he is building his temple. So rest in the grace of God. Remember the five. What is written, who is the Messiah, what is by faith, the grace of God, and the glory of God. These five stones are actually the right stones. Amen.